It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 33. So let me tell you how we come by this particular episode, because it's very different to all the other episodes that we released during the week. So I'm going to explain to you how it actually comes together. So every day on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, that's facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, every day we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page. And while the audience is building up on our Facebook page, ahead of our main topic of the day, myself and Jeremy, and sometimes Katie, sit here in the studio, literally shooting the breeze, talking utter shite for 10 or 15 minutes while the audience is building on Facebook, and then we move on to our main episode. But what you're hearing is that 15 minutes from a couple of days during the week. The thing about this show is it's the uncut version. It's completely unedited. What you're going to hear, I've literally dropped into this episode without ever listening to it. So that's what makes it so very, very different. So on this episode, you're going to hear Jeremy's tales of woe of being attacked by a number of wild animals. We'll hear about a hotel in Wexford where everybody allegedly walks around naked, and war breaks out between Jeremy and I over which Home Alone movie is best. Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. Enjoy it.
This is a question I have to put out to you. Have any of you, ever been attacked by a wild animal? Oh, I remember your woman, Charlene, that used to
be she was an animal, all right, She was a wild animal.
Oh, she was. So you, how did you know?
I just know.
Oh, Charlene, if you're listening, Charlene, you were an animal. No, but I want Adrian to think about that for a moment, yeah?
And have I ever been attacked by a wild animal?
So I've been attacked by three wild animals in my day.
Other than Charlene.
I'm very, yeah, how are you, Charlene, if you're listening? She was a beast.
Oh, she's an absolute animal, yeah.
I've been attacked by three tropical animals in my day. One was a damp squid.
A damp squid?
Oh, of course, there's no such thing as a dry squid.
No.
They're in the water, so they're going to be damp, aren't they? So I was swimming off the coast of Haiti.
Haiti, yeah.
Why do you always repeat the place to say? So I was swimming off the coast of Haiti.
Haiti, yeah.
And its capital.
Port-au-Prince, yeah.
And that was back before I had kids, when I could afford luxurious holidays. Now it's a week in Salou with povos and council state people. But we were swimming off the coast of Haiti.
Yeah, Haiti.
And as I was snorkeling, I went down to dive. I was diving, yeah? Ah, that's what we want. Hang on, Shannon, straight away. Let's get the listeners in. I was attacked by a minx, or is that a mink? A mink in my garden. Now, I don't believe that, unless you live in South America. You can't get a mink in Ireland.
You do get mink in Ireland.
So mink is an exotic animal from Argentina, I think it's from.
No, he's not, no.
Oh, I think he is. I think he is.
Should we have mink farms here?
No, we don't.
We do.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew?
And what happened? I knew.
What happens on the mink farm?
Well, they were farming, they don't do it as much now, but farming them for their fur.
Are you sure? No, I don't
know. Well, what's a mink coat?
I don't know what a mink coat is.
It's a coat made out
is
of the fur.
Is it a mink or a monk?
A mink.
How are you? Don't you be making coats out of me, do you hear me? Nicola Tallant. Anyway, yes, if you have been attacked by an exotic animal, do comment on this podcast if you're listening to it live. So anyway, I was snorkeling off the coast of Haiti.
You've said this about 10 times.
Oh, I just love saying it.
Well, you wouldn't go to Haiti now.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, it's in rag order.
But anyway, I went diving down and I saw this big damp squid coming towards me. How many tentacles does they have?
I don't know. They're horrible looking jokes.
He had a lot of tentacles, yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of tentacles. And he literally grabbed me around the neck with his tentacle.
Oh, really?
And tried to strangle me.
Really?
Why did you think I was making that story up? Adrian is sidetracked now. He's trying to find out, are there minks in Ireland?
No, there are.
No, there's not. I have never come across a mink in my life.
No, you may not.
No, but I've never even seen one.
Well, I've never come across an otter, for example, but they exist.
I've never come across an Asian person with red hair either.
I did. I saw one
in
Japan.
A ginger Asian.
Yeah, he died.
No, you're making stuff up. No one would choose to be ginger that wasn't.
This fella was.
A ginger Asian?
Yeah, but he dyed it.
Is that racist to say a ginger Asian?
Probably, yeah.
But what happened? He dyed his hair ginger.
Yeah.
And where was he from?
I don't know. I didn't know the guy personally. I just happened to see him on the subway in Japan, and he had Irish red hair.
Irish, like rusty.
Yeah.
No, bullshit. I call bullshit. Don't listen to this podcast again. Adrian lies to his listeners.
That's the true story.
Anyway, tentacles. He got about two tentacles around my neck, yeah?
Right.
And I was like, and he literally tried to pull me under the water. It was a huge damn squid. Then in Gibraltar, I got bitten by an ape.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that? I had to get shots and all that. Eating bananas for months I was.
Yeah, you were.
And then the third thing that I got attacked by, what's the thing called in the water with the teeth?
With the teeth?
Big fat
jaws.
Charlene. I'm only joking, Charlene, you weren't. The big things. Oh, oh, oh. Those things.
What are you talking about?
The big, huge things that you see in the sea, and they always have barnacles on them. What are those things called?
They always have barnacles on them.
I was off the coast of Cancun, which is in Mexico, on my honeymoon, yeah? And this big yolk, hang on, let me see, fat sea animal with teeth.
With teeth?
Yeah. They all have teeth, don't they? That thing there, what's that?
A walrus.
A walrus. That's what attacked me. I was petting him on the snout, yeah? And he said, I'm not having any of this. Wah! And went at me with his big fangs. Nearly gorged my hand.
Jesus.
Yeah, I had a hole in my hand on my honeymoon. Now, you'll know from being on honeymoon, yeah? If your hands aren't in working condition,
you're in trouble.
It's not a great honeymoon, I have to be honest. So have you ever been attacked by a... Oh, now, Jessica. Now, Jessica, as you know, has been attacked by many pussies over her lifespan.
Has she?
Ah, yeah, she would be. Go to the bar she goes to, yeah? Jessica was once attacked by a raccoon. Again, didn't happen in this country. There's no raccoons in Ireland, is there?
No, not that I'm aware of.
But she said it happened in Ireland. I've never even seen a raccoon. Have you?
No, I haven't.
John, as a postman, was nipped by two Alsatians. Now, John, I said...
Wild animals.
I said, although an Alsatian is quite a wild animal, yeah? So go on, what have you happened? What has attacked you, Adrian?
Nothing, a wasp.
Oh, didn't you get an earwig? Can we tell the earwig in the ring?
Do we have to? It's so childish.
It was a great... No, but there's nothing childish about it. Tell us about it. Come on.
I got an earwig in my ring.
So Adrian woke up one morning with an itchy ring.
I did. It was a very, very itchy ring.
Can we tell the story without being childish about it? Okay, go on.
I got an earwig trapped in behind my ring.
And he woke up one morning and he was like, ooh, that's an itchy ring I have.
Yeah.
And what happened then?
I started scratching up my ring.
Yep.
And I was poking away at it.
Sorry, just hold that thought for a second. There are raccoons in Ireland. How have we never come across any of these animals?
I've never seen a raccoon.
And Mark says, was it a walrus that attacked you? Yeah, that was about 10 minutes ago. I'm even over the attack now at this stage.
Anyway, so I had a black onyx ring. Do you remember the black onyx ring I used to have? So
your wedding ring?
No, it wasn't a wedding ring. It was black stone on it.
It was on your wedding underneath. Finger. That's your wedding finger.
No, it was on that hand. Underneath that ring was... an earwig that got trapped. So he crawled his way in there.
Into your ring.
Into my ring, yeah.
Yeah.
He was trapped behind it, and then when I eventually took the ring off, there he was. He ran.
And why would an earwig be attracted to your ring?
I don't know, but he was. He was.
And did you have to get cream for it?
Oh, yeah, it was itchy for days on end.
So. John says, I was attacked by a wild young one from Cork once. Is that where we're... And John says, which I don't know if it's connected to this, I have an itchy sphincter.
It was my finger.
It was his finger. It was like, what's an itchy sphincter?
It's a different thing altogether.
Oh, is it? Mm. Anyway, that was my three things. But the gas thing about it was, have you ever been to Gibraltar?
I have.
For those of you who've never been to Gibraltar, it's full of apes. Like, literally, you go there and they're serving you coffee behind the counter.
Well, they're not. They're not quite.
Sorry, I was served a latte by an ape.
You weren't?
Yes,
don't be telling lies.
Yes, I was. That's the actual tourist attraction. That's what it says in the sign. So you take a cable car up to the rock.
Yeah.
For people who have never been there, yeah? Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
That's worth visiting, yeah.
Can you smell what the rock is cooking? That's what the sign says.
Just
Yeah, it actually does say that. So you go up to the rock and there's loads of like wild apes just sitting there smoking vapes and like and drinking pints and stuff like that. And they're all real towny apes, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
There's no culture in them at all. They're wearing Canada Goose jackets and all that. But the guides, when you go to Gibraltar, the first thing they say to you is before you go up the cable car to the rock, the apes are nice, but don't piss them off. Yeah?
That's what they say.
That's what they say. So I went up and I wanted to get a selfie with an ape. Because who doesn't want to get a selfie with an ape? And I decided, no, I probably shouldn't have done this. I went for a young ape.
Right.
And I had the camera up like that. But the mother was jealous. So I didn't realise apes get jealous.
So what happened?
Like Charlene and Colbert. Remember how jealous she is?
Oh, she was
right. Look at my fella! You look at my fella! So I was there, sitting there with the little baby. Oh, he was gorgeous, kissing me and all that he was on the neck.
Until Mammy came along and...
And Mammy saw me taking the selfie with her baby. And said, oh, I'm having... She was like an inner city woman that sells Toblerone on Moore Street. You know, one of those. You, get in front of your ass, Mike, you fella. Come over here. So she took the vape out of her mouth.
Yeah.
And got me in the fucking headlock. She literally had me in a headlock. So I'm up at on the top of the rock, yeah. The ape has its neck, has its arm around my neck. And I'm punching the ape to try and get her off me because she's strangling me. And Luke is screaming, crying, going, Daddy, don't hurt the ape. Leave the poor ape. I'm like, he's fucking choking me. I actually cursed. He's fucking choking me. I'll do what I can. And I'm punching the ape. So can I be arrested for saying I punched an ape?
Possibly, yeah.
It was self-defense.
Animal rights activism.
I was self-defense, in fairness. So I'm punching the ape, and the ape literally grabbing me, strangling me, and then took a chunk out of my arm. Remember, I was bleeding.
Yeah, I do.
I was literally bleeding from the arm down, and I had to get a shot.
Yeah, my wife was actually attacked by one as well. He tried to push. She had a shawl on her over her shoulders.
Shawl.
That thing. Yeah.
Shoulders. Were
he tried robbing it off her, basically. Pulling it off her.
Those apes don't go for TK Maxx clothes.
No, they do.
They don't.
I was attacked by an emu, says Mark. What's an emu? Is that not that bird thing that used to be on the telly?
What?
He used to be on the telly.
The birds that used to be on the telly?
Yeah.
No.
Emu was a bird.
No, you're thinking of Davina McCall. She's the bird that used to be on the telly. She did.
He was a bird on the telly. Emu the bird.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Ah, you do. He used to attack people. Yeah?
Oh, with the puppet, with your man that had his hand up its arse or whatever.
Yeah.
Rod Hull was his name.
Ah, yeah, and emu, yeah.
Now, they are actually very vicious emus, aren't they?
Yeah, apparently so, and this one on...
Can I always say,
telly used to be.
Anything that has a long beak is vicious. Like Charlene from Club M.
Some beak on her.
You know, by the way, we do forget sometimes, guys, how far-fetched this... Not far-fetched. What's it called? When it has a big reach. How far
this podcast goes.
Yes, how far this podcast goes. And I can guarantee you that there's a Charlene. What year are we talking?
1999, maybe.
I'll tell you what song was in the charts because she used to love that song. She used to be up on the podium in Club M in her little mini skirt dancing it. Remember that song? Ooh, ah, just a little bit. Ooh, ah, little bit more.
Well, then it was 1996.
Was it 96?
Yeah.
Oh, she'd be a granny now, wouldn't she?
Probably. I think she was probably a granny at the time.
Are you saying that because she's from Summer Hill?
What?
You say that because she's from Summer Hill. Anyway, Charlene, if you are listening to this and you did go to Club M in 1996, 1997, I'm sure you turned out to be a lovely great, 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 great grandmother. And say hello to your great grandkids first, okay? On the next episode of Opinions Matter, I will show you the scar from my monkey bite.
Yeah, they're vicious, but anyway, if you're ever in the south of Spain, it's worth visiting.
I love Gibraltar. It's one of my favourite places to go. You have to cross a runway to get into it.
Yeah.
It's really, really weird. So when you're trying to get into Gibraltar, they'll say, "Nah, mate, you can't cross the runway yet. There's a plane landing."
Well, they're Australian, aren't they?
They're English, and the flights that always land there are EasyJet.
That's right.
The only people that land there are EasyJet. Anyway, do check out Gibraltar. It's a lovely, lovely place.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
It's actually a national disgrace, and something needs to be done about it.
What needs to be done?
The issue, apropos, I heard that word on the radio, by the way.
Who says that?
I heard it on the radio earlier.
Apropos.
I don't know what it means, but I'm just going to throw it into a sentence. So
it was in a song, Apropos of Nothing.
Never heard that song.
What's that line?
I don't know.
Come on, anyway, talk amongst yourselves there, yeah?
We're recording this podcast. Can I give the exact time that we're actually recording this? We're recording it early afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, early afternoon. Let's just say early afternoon. Yeah,
absolutely.
We are recording this podcast. And hello to everybody who is listening to apropos podcast.
What?
Apropos.
Yeah, go on anyway, yeah.
And it's a disgrace. A disgrace that in this day and age in Ireland, or Ireland.
Somebody who says called, Ireland?
What's his name? Cokie.
Cokie?
Cokie.
Who's that?
Oh, Cokie, Cokie, Cokie.
I don't know who you're
McGregor,
talking about.
McGregor.
Oh, that's scurrilous.
No, it's not. No, he has used cocaine.
Right, okay, go on anyway.
What does he call Ireland? Hello, Ireland. Ireland. It's a disgrace that in a modern country which we live in, apropos Ireland.
Why are you saying apropos?
I just love that word. Is it a word or is it just a... Is it two words together? Or
no, it's apropos.
So it's one
apropos,
word. Yep. Apropos. So it's a disgrace that in a modern country that we live in, a first world country, if you will, apropos the issue that I have, that if I wanted a Chinese takeaway now, we couldn't get one. Now, bear in mind, guys, if you're listening to this podcast at 9 o'clock at night, you can get one.
Okay? At time of recording?
At the time of recording. So this was recorded late afternoon, early evening.
No, late morning, early afternoon.
Thank you. Apropos.
Stop saying that.
It's a great word.
It means, by the way, apropos means that a statement or event occurs without any connection to what is happening or being discussed.
I'm going to say that to
so apropos of nothing.
So I'm going to say that to my missus later to get her into the sack.
What are you going to say?
Actually, no, we'd probably have sex in the bed and said the sack's a bit... You end up with a hole in the sack, don't you? And you need a big sack.
You're literally talking apropos of nothing.
And I'm going to say to her, honey, can we go into the bedroom apropos a bit of...
No, that's not the correct use of it, you fool.
But she won't know. She won't know what that
word
means.
She's an educated woman.
She is an educated woman with money on her mind.
She's making a show of you. Anyway, what did you want to talk about?
Why can't I get a Chinese takeaway apropos...
At this hour of the day?
At this hour of the day. Why do the Chinese not think we want them at this hour of the day?
Why are you looking for a Chinese?
I've literally got a goo on me now for, what can I be specific about it?
Yeah, go on.
I'm not going to go down the obvious route. I'm not going to go down the obvious route. I'd love a 69 with fried rice.
So childish.
What, fried rice?
No, childish.
Adults eat fried rice head.
What restaurant?
By the way, can I just say, while we're talking about Chinese restaurants, apologies to the staff at, can I mention the restaurant?
Well, it depends on what you're about to say.
I'm about to apologise apropos what happened. I want to apologise to the staff of the Jasmine House.
In Bray.
In Bray. On old...
You eat nowhere else, by the way.
Old Connacht Road.
And it's not on Old Connacht Road. It's on the main street, you fool.
Yeah, Old Connacht Road.
It's not Old Connacht Road.
That's the only road I know in Bray. The Vevey Road.
No, it's not called Vevey Road either.
The Vevey Road.
Yeah, the Vevey Road, yeah.
Fassa Road. Where is it? I don't give...
Anyway, it's on Main Street.
Anyway, I want to propose to the staff of the Jasmine House restaurant, apropos Bray, because we were there on Sunday... For a meal.
You're there every Sunday.
You would have seen the receipt.
I did.
I put it through the company.
That's how I know.
I put it through the company. It's great.
That's how I know you were there. Apropos of nothing.
My kids.
But you not eat anywhere else?
What?
Every second week, Jasmine House, Jasmine House, Jasmine House.
Buy us a cup of coffee in Jasmine House.
You should not change it up a bit.
No, I don't like changing anything. Don't like. I've had this jumper since Whammer in the
show. I can see. Look at the state of it.
Anyway, Michelle says there's a Chinese in Gori that's open for lunch. Now, Michelle, I love a Chinese for lunch, but I wouldn't fucking step foot inside Gori. Even if you offered me 20 chicken balls, I wouldn't step foot inside Gori. Kip of a town. Absolute kip. Now, I do like the hotel where everybody walks around naked in Gori. What's that called?
Where they walk around naked?
Ah, yeah.
Hey, where is that?
It's in Gori.
Make a note of this. Come on, yeah. Yeah. Walk around naked. I'm writing this down, yeah?
You wouldn't be let in. It's a very...
Sorry, there's a hotel in Gori where people walk around naked.
It's a hotel apropos adults only.
Right, but who's walking around naked?
Adults only. That's the hotel where I got my issue with my testicles.
Your issue with your testicles?
I've told the listeners this story. I don't want to go over old ground. My testicles are old news at this stage.
Oh, this is the waxing or something, was it?
No, I didn't get my testicles waxed, you fool of a man.
Oh, did you not? I thought you did that regular.
Apropos, we were at the hotel.
Yeah, would you stop using that word, by the way?
I love that word. I love that word. We're trying to educate our listeners.
But you're educating them in the wrong way.
They don't have a word of English between them.
Nor do you.
Anyway, apropos, I was in the hotel many, many years ago in Gori, and we went, see my ADHD now. We're literally after hopping about six different topics.
Yeah.
Can you keep it focused on the one thing?
You're the one who's losing focus.
went to stay overnight, and part of the package we had in that hotel. Can we find out the name of the hotel?
I think I know it. But sorry, you talking about...
Selena says, was it the Monarch Spa? That's a horrible name to call me. That's one name I hate being called.
Is it the Monarch?
Spa. Why is Selena calling me a spa?
It's a spa. I was in a spa 2 weeks ago.
Is she listening? What? Your breathing is horrible. You need to get that sorted. I think you have cancer on the lung or something like that.
Jesus.
Your breathing is awful. Anyway, as part of the package staying in whatever that hotel, it wasn't the Monarch, your spa.
Where is the Monarch?
It's in Gorey. It's outside Gorey.
Is that not the one?
No, that wasn't the one. I know it wasn't that one, okay? And as part
so
of...
So hang on, there's a hotel in near Gorey and people are walking around naked.
No, not certainly. With robes on. With robes.
Then it is the Monarch.
It's not the Monarch. I've never even been to the Monarch.
You wouldn't get in the door of that place. That's far too much for you.
Does she come with the package?
I don't know. Anyway, go on.
And part of the package of the hotel was a couple's...
Massage.
Seaweed treatment.
Oh, yeah. But so you rub it all over each other.
Completely naked.
Yeah.
But so I was completely naked.
Yeah. Jesus, what a thought.
But you don't have to think about it.
Dougie, you just put it into my mind.
You can't get it out. You can't. So I, as part of the deal, we got a seaweed package where you rub seaweed on your bits. And my wife, Mrs. D, rubbed seaweed onto my testicles, which was quite engaging, apropos, arousing. I love that word. And 5 minutes later, she says, Jeremy, what's wrong? I said, nothing, honey, apropos. And she says, look at your testicles. And my testicles are swollen to the size of watermelons. Remember the watermelon that baby was holding in Dirty Dancing?
Yes.
That was my testicle.
From the seaweed?
From the seaweed. So my testicles took an allergic reaction to seaweed. But it wasn't the Monarch Spa.
Where was it? The people are walking around naked.
No, they're not. They have robes on them.
Yeah, then it was a spa.
Ah, no, they were nice people.
I was in a spa and I was walking around with a robe on me last week.
It wasn't the Monarch. I don't care where... How many hotels are there in Gorey? Anyway, the point is, Jesus Christ, this just came out of Michelle saying there's a Chinese open at this time of day.
In Gorey.
Give me the name of the Chinese... But I'm not driving to that kip.
Well, then why do you want the name?
Yeah, actually, don't give me the name.
There has to be some Chinese in Dublin that is open at lunchtime.
So, last Saturday, yes, I was at home alone, yeah? Kids were off doing their activities, yeah? My wife was off with her fancy man, yeah? And I was at home alone, and it was 1:35 in the afternoon, and I was watching a movie on Netflix. And American Beauty, great movie.
Oh, yeah, great movie, yeah.
Kevin Spacey. And I said, I would love myself a Peking chicken. Shredded Peking chicken.
But there was nowhere to get it.
Has to be shredded.
Yeah.
And you know, Adrian, when you get an urge. Twitches.
Yeah, twitches, yeah.
When you get a twitch or an urge, most of you can relate to this. When you get a twitch, it doesn't last for very long. So it passes then, doesn't it? They always say, if you can overcome an urge within 60 seconds, the urge will go away.
So you didn't get your Chinese, is the bottom line. Is that what you're saying?
35 minutes past one, I had the urge for a... chicken, Peking sauce,
lovely,
or beef. I wasn't. But I looked it up and there was no Chineses. Is that the plural of Chinese?
Chineses, yeah.
There was no Chineses.
Or Chinai, is it Chinai?
No, it's not. There was no Chineses. Jonathan says there's a Chinese that opens all day in Ballyfermot. Well, that would make fucking sense. Because they literally don't feed their kids in Ballyfermot.
But you're the one who wanted food.
You are the one
who wanted the Chinese at lunchtime.
When was the last time a kid in Ballyer had a balanced daily meal?
I mean, you wanted
broccoli.
Anyway, the bottom line is you didn't get your Chinese, is that it?
Apropos cauliflower as well. So why can we not have a Chinese apropos during the day?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I literally can't answer that.
Well, I put it up on Facebook and see if we can get a Chinese.
That's what you do.
But there probably wouldn't be that much of a market for it, would there? Like, who wants a 69 at 1:35 in the afternoon?
Balding owl fellas sitting on their own in the house. Yeah.
Anyway, if you are going for a massage, can I just warn you that... I'm just going to actually check. Hang on a sec. Hang on. Just wait for him. Wait. Are testicles sensitive to seaweed?
But you should know.
But maybe it's just my testicles. Maybe I have unique testicles.
Yes.
Oh, they are. Okay. This is from AI, ChatGPT.
Yeah, it knows everything.
So just be aware, ladies, that if you're thinking of bringing your man away for a testicle massage, which sounds lovely, doesn't it?
No, not really, no.
What are you doing today? I'm having my testicles
massage. No, it doesn't sound, sound like a pervert.
How would you sound like a pervert?
You just do.
You're not getting a strange woman to do.
Nah, it's disgusting.
What?
No, disgusting.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
Very sad, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to share some sad news with you. It's very sad that I was driving by my local Costa the other day with the kids in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my local Costa?
I do.
And I was telling them that before they were born, that Costa was an Extravision. And I was trying to explain to them the concept.
It was, yeah.
It was, yeah. And I was trying to explain to them how me and your mother, before, how I met your mother, just like the TV show.
Well, you met her in an Extravision?
No, it's the TV show, How I Met Your Mother. That'd be a great place to meet somebody. Actually, Extravision, if you're listening, fuck you. I went for a job interview in Extravision before I became a celebrity.
Wait, when did you become a celebrity?
1996.
Really?
Yeah, 1996.
Yeah, come on.
And before I was a celebrity, I went for a job in Extravision. Now, no disrespect to anybody who's worked in a video store, but mm-hmm. you don't need great qualifications to be an Extravision worker, yeah? All you have to say is, do you mind the tape? Did you rewind the tape? Or, you know, you'd go in and ask for the newest movie, so say it was Titanic. It's not, it's due in about, hang on. Yeah, Mrs. Redmond there, number 32, has it, and she's due back in. Do you want to hang around for a half an hour and a copy of Titanic?
So what are you saying here? It's sad that we don't have to do that anymore.
No, anyway, so I went for a job in Extravision, they turned me down, and I've held it against them ever since.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they went out of business.
And in fact, Extravision, I can admit to this now.
Go on. They're gone anyway, so.
I have a copy of Lock, Gun and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
Yeah.
And you, what? You don't even know that movie.
It's Extravision's movie?
And it's Extravision's, and I never brought it back.
Oh.
I took it out and they kept on texting me saying, you owe, and the money was going up, you know the way? And they were like, you owe £20, you owe £40. And then they closed down and I never gave it back to them. Anyway, my point is, I was explaining to my kids about Friday nights and Saturday nights, me and their mammy would spend an hour up there arguing about which DVD to rent, and they just couldn't grasp it. They just, what are you talking about?
Yeah, why can't you just hit play?
Why can't you just hit play? They just don't. It's very, very sad.
It's not sad. How is it not sad? I think hiring videos and playing them on the tape was very sad, in hindsight.
I am a conservative, as many of you will know.
Oh, really?
I am, yes.
How are you, Charlie?
Yes, no, I am. No, I am a conservative. I don't like change. And I think...
I wouldn't call that... That's not a conservative.
It is. A conservative means you don't like change. That's literally what a conservative is.
No.
Oh, yes. And...
So you're a conservative?
I think if somebody opened a video shop, yeah, that there would be... It would be huge business. That people would go and rent...
Sure, nobody even has a DVD player or a video player now.
Can I... On that note...
Do you have a DVD player?
Yes, I do.
Do you use your DVD player?
I've actually got a 3D DVD player. It plays 3D DVDs.
Nobody wants to watch them.
Have you never seen porn in 3D?
You get sick... No, I never have. You get sick watching 3D.
I actually got my eye taken out by a Mickey. Watching porn
you
in 3D.
You always drag it down to the gutter level.
That's not gutter.
It is gutter.
That's not gutter.
No, you weren't.
What?
You weren't hit in the face with a Mickey on watching a porno in 3D.
Now, if you've just come in at that part of the podcast where Adrian says that, you're probably going, what the hell? Come on, say that again.
No. I can't.
Pause the podcast now.
No, I'm not saying it again.
No, pause it now. Everybody pause.
Just rewind it.
Pause the podcast now. Paused. No, say it again.
You're alleging that you got hit by a Mickey in the face watching a porno in 3D.
Thank you.
But you didn't.
I did. That's a realistic one.
There's no 3D porn movies.
Yes, there is 3D porn.
How do you know?
Because you've caught me on the hop here.
Yeah, how do you know?
For educational purposes.
Anyway, 3D as a format flopped. It's absolutely shite.
So does the willy that hit me in the eye.
Because it's not very realistic and it makes you feel a bit ill. It's horrible. I hate 3D. I can't watch a full movie in 3D.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you for that. Anyway, Extravision is gone, never to come back. Yeah?
And?
I'm just saying that's a bad thing. And I'm saying if they open the video store, I think it would be busy. I know somebody, and I can't name him because he's probably breaking the law. I know somebody who runs I wouldn't use the word shop.
A shop?
No, I just said I wouldn't use the word. He runs a den of iniquity.
What, a brothel?
No, it's not a brothel, but it's a place. Now, when I say I know this man, I did a few for him.
What?
I did a few nixers for him.
In the brothel?
No, why would I be going to a brothel? And it's not brothel, by the way, it's a brothel.
No, it's brothel. We had this conversation before.
Anyway, he owns a place, yeah, where men, gentlemen, yeah, can go in and watch movies on a little screen. Now, clearly the men that go there have never heard of Pornhub or RedTube or youporn.com.
Jeez, you know them all.
Or babes. Or anal activities, volume 3.
You know them all.
Why is, and there's actually men that go in. Why is that, Adrian? Answer me that. Why, he's getting great business. So the place he runs, yeah, it's not illegal, is it?
No.
So the place he runs, say you go in.
Yeah.
You'd be the type of customer he's aiming at.
What?
Oh yeah, you'd be the clientele.
But you know all about it more than me.
Sleazy old man over 60.
I'm not a sleazy old man, no.
Sleazy old man over 60.
So
yeah?
Go on, you go into this shop.
So you go into the shop, yeah?
Yeah.
And there's a catalogue there, yeah?
How do you know all this?
Because I did work for him.
You did? What sort of work did you do for this man?
Gigs.
Gigs?
That's all you need to know. Can't say any more.
So you walk in, walk into this sex shop and you're there playing music, are you? Is that it?
No, I did gigs for family members of his. Okay.
So you're gigging for a guy who owns a porn shop? A sex shop?
I did a couple of gigs. Anyway, that's not the point. So you go in and there's a catalogue there, yeah? And you look it up, look. And Anal Intruders, volume 5.
Okay. You're very interested in that one. You really are. In a slightly unhealthy way.
Volume 1 to 4 were crap. So Anal Intruders, volume 5, okay? And you say to the man behind the counter, I want to watch Anal Intruders, volume 5. He says, okay, Mr. Kennedy, because they're always called Mr. Kennedy in this place. Go into room, go into the booth there, and you go into the booth, and in the booth provided is a packet of tissues.
How do you know all this? This is very minute detail.
No. Look it up, you can see it anywhere. This information is available to everybody. Okay, so in the booth that you go into, there's a packet of tissues. I think they're Nikki's. You know, Nikki's.
Yeah, go on anyway.
The greater soap.
What's the story you're telling here anyway?
And the men go in and they watch Anal Intruders Volume 5.
Right.
And
do you want to know why? Why don't they do it at home?
Yeah, how have these men never discovered that porn is available?
Free of charge.
Literally free. It's the same as these fools who pay for, you know, like, how many OnlyFans subscriptions have you paid for now?
Oh, millions, yeah.
Literally, half of the income out of this podcast goes on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Why did they pay for it?
No idea.
No, answer me the question.
I actually don't know.
You're a red-blooded... Well, your blood's pretty black at this stage.
What?
Your blood is black.
Anyway, the point you're making is, why do men go into sex shops and watch movies?
Thank you, yes. Can you answer the question?
Can't answer that question at all.
Is it because they live in a house where they wouldn't be allowed to whack one off?
Possibly. That's a possibility.
If the wife walked in and saw them whacking off.
She might be horrified, yeah.
She might be horrified. But why would they pay for it?
I want to know what the gig you were doing for this man was. Were you giving lap dances to customers?
Can you imagine for one second, Aidan?
No, I can't.
No. Imagine for one second.
You giving a lap dance to anybody?
A woman being aroused by me naked.
No, well, that could be, it could be a man.
You think I've given...
You're lap dancing for men in...
And again, if you've just come in at this part of the podcast, pause. Now play. What are you asking me, Adrian?
Jeremy, are you lap dancing for men in a sex shop?
And that's all you need to know for the podcast. No, I'm not gay. I'm not even bi... I'm bi curious.
What?
I'm bi curious.
You're bi curious?
Yeah,
I think you probably were lap dancing for men.
I'm bi curious. As in, I'm curious what makes bisexual people tingle.
Okay.
Have you never thought about that?
I want to go back to your extravision job that you didn't get, yeah?
Yeah, very upset about it.
Cav wants to know.
Cav, okay.
Did Ballcock...
Who's Ballcock?
That's you. Okay. Just admit he wasn't successful in an interview where all you have to do is ask customers, did you rewind the tape? You did actually say that.
Okay, that's true. And thank you, Cav, for reminding me that I do actually need to get my Ballcock checked. Is there anybody listening to this podcast right now?
No, nobody.
That could actually fix my... So, this is a true story. The ball cock in our cistern is gone. So it won't rise back up.
Oh, right, okay.
It's quite a boring conversation, but you can switch off the podcast now. But the ball cock, when you flush the chain, yeah?
Yeah.
It goes for about 15 minutes afterwards.
Tell you, have you got a chain on your toilet? Who says flush the chain?
Flush the chain.
No.
No, yes.
There were toilets back in the dark ages.
No. In fact, our toilet has 3 buttons on it.
Three buttons?
3 buttons on it.
Ours is 2.
Ah, yeah, it was north side.
What's the third one for?
So the first button...
Little flush.
...is for a wee-wee.
Yeah.
The second button, which is the slightly bigger button, is for...
Your poo-poo. Yeah.
And then the third one's for a floaty.
A floaty?
Yeah, it can suck a floaty down.
Jesus, that's a very posh toilet.
Yeah, very, very posh toilet. It's literally called the floaty sucker. Anyway, our ball cock is broken. And my wife, God rest her, turned around to
me. She did?
No, she's not.
I'm
dead.
Sorry, she's sorry to hear that.
She turned around to me there last week.
God rest her.
God rest her. And she said to me, will you fix the ball cock on that thing? So I got out my tool belt. I looked like Bob the Builder, yeah? Walked in and said, I'll fix your ball cock for you, no problem, love. It was like a scene from a porn movie. And I don't know how to fix a ball cock.
Hi, Jeremy, says this message from, this is from Clodagh. Hi, Clodagh.
Oh.
Hi, Jeremy. My other half owns a plumbing company. He can fix your ball cock for you. So that'd work well. Get a man around to the house to fix your ball cock.
Clodagh, thank you very much for that offer. But, and this is going to make me sound like a pompous prick, and I'm not.
Oh, you are, but
when you are of a celebrity status, like me, Clodagh, you don't want to let peasants into your house to do manual labour.
Jesus, you've just fucked that one up.
No, but I don't.
I wouldn't. That guy should throw a bomb at your house.
Jesus Christ. No, but what I'm saying is,
how do you get stuff fixed then?
Well, you don't tell them who I am. I get my wife to book all the tradesmen into her house.
Because somebody's going to walk into your house and go, oh my God, it's Jeremy!
No, sorry. And this is the... ladies and gentlemen, this is the God honest truth. 2 months ago, yeah?
Ah, stop it.
No, this is a true story.
Listen to the sound of your own voice.
This is a true story.
I'm famous.
2 months ago, my internet was gone in my house, correct?
Yeah, you got the man around.
And I called a virgin.
You called a virgin, yeah.
And he came around. It took him 6 weeks to come around. Yeah. And he arrived at the house and he says, well, be the fucking holy God. Look whose house it is. I said, yes, it's my house. And he was a listener. He's been listening to us since the F104 days.
Yeah.
When we used to have big listenership.
We have bigger listenership now.
It's dribbles now. It's like my ball cock. Dribbles. Literally dribbles. Dribs and drabs.
So, then answer me this question.
Sorry, I haven't finished. And as he was trying to fix my internet, he spent the whole time talking. I know, geez, do you remember back in 1992 when you and Aidan, do you remember when you had your man on and your man was after robbing the car and he was on breaking windows live on the air? That was a great, just fix me fucking internet, will you there, Bill?
Well, Clodagh is annoyed with you.
Oh,
she said,
God.
It's a very successful company, so no peasants around here, thank you very much.
No,
you're right, Clodagh, you're right. Get your own ball cock fixed.
Can I just say, no, but I'm embarrassed.
Fixes yourself.
No, my wife.
Good luck.
My wife sees me as a handyman and I'm too embarrassed to say I can't fix my ball cock. Can I ask you one more question, Clodagh, before
we go? Quickly.
Because your husband is a plumber, yes? And I have a whole family of plumbers.
We'll bring one of them then.
They're all dead. Like, my grandfather was a plumber. My grandfather's brother was a plumber. And all.
Anyway, go on.
Because you have a partner who's a plumber, Clodagh, have you ever reenacted the scene?
What scene?
Where the plumber comes over and cleans out your drains.
You know far too much.
What?
You know far too much.
You know when the...
Here, I'm moving on.
You know when the plumber rises in...
I don't want to hear.
And all he has
don't
is
care.
The, all he has
fading
is the
out, fading out.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
Can I say something to you, ladies and gentlemen, about social media, how people argue about the silliest of things on social media? So I came across, and I want you all to play along, but it's not really a game. I want you all to see if you can guess what the subject was. Okay, so I came across a post on a Facebook page yesterday. I was sitting at home, scrolling through. My wife is watching. By the way, my wife... God love her and all this, yeah? She watches endless cookery programs.
Oh, really?
Why do women love cookery programs?
I have no idea.
She watches Bake Offs, Master Baker, Top Baker, Top Cook, Cooks in the Kitchen, Women in the Kitchen, The Weekend. Have you ever seen The Weekend Kitchen?
No.
It's your man with the husband and wife in the kitchen. Like, anyway, she was at home watching some fucking cooking program and I was flogging Facebook, yeah, on my phone, just going through, swipe, and I came across, so, here's the thing, a male Facebook user,
yeah,
put up an opinion about something, okay, and people absolutely abuse them, and I made a note of the comments of what people said to him, so I'm going to give you some of the comments of what people said to him.
And we have to guess what it actually was.
He made a statement, okay,
yeah,
that people did not agree with, okay. The first comment was, your mother sucks camel cock.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe she does.
I'd say it's highly unlikely.
Unlikely. I don't do camels even
I don't go on anyway.
No, but do they?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a camel?
Yeah, it's smelly bastards.
They're horrible, horrible animals.
Yeah. Horrible, smelly bastards.
Have you ever seen a camel toe?
Yeah, when I was getting up on the camel.
What?
When I was getting up on the camel, I saw the camel toe. Obviously, he's standing on the bloody thing.
Was this in Lanzarote?
Where was it? It could have been. I can't remember.
But like, it has to be. There's nowhere else that does camel rides.
Yeah, anyway, whatever.
Yeah, I did one in
Tunisia. Go on, read the rest of the comments.
I did one in Tunisia, and it was the biggest camel toe I've ever seen in my life. Huge camel.
He was a big animal,
big
wasn't
camel.
He?
Yeah. Your mother sucks camel cock, yeah?
Yeah.
I hope your dad gets ball cancer.
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't believe this. I literally couldn't believe what I was reading. And then the last one, yeah? Go die in a river, you piece of shit. So they were just three of the comments that people said. What do you think this fella said
Jesus.
To get people so angry? What did he say? What was his hot take? When you hear this, guys, you're going to go, I just don't get why people get so angry about silly little things. Yeah? It's like when it came out a few years ago, yeah?
Mm.
That Batman was going to be played by Ben Affleck. And people lost their mind on like, fuck Ben Affleck, fuck you, Ben Affleck, and the horse he rode in on. So people were threatening this fella with death. They were hoping his mother sucks a camel.
Jesus
a camel
Christ.
Dick, yeah? All because he said something that they didn't agree with. What was it? Now, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, you agree?
I agree with what he said.
You would make this comment yourself?
Yeah, I would make this comment
myself. And people would be so aggressive towards you?
I wouldn't make this comment in public because I'd be afraid of getting cancelled.
Okay, so you're not going to say it here today?
I know, I will say it here today. I don't care. Free speech. So all this fella said was, I'm a bit worried about, can I get cancelled?
You could very well be cancelled, yeah.
All this fella said on Facebook was that Home Alone 2 is a better movie than Home Alone 1.
What?
Yeah.
That was it.
Now, I agree with him.
Was it?
Yeah. We'll get into that in a second. We'll get into that. We'll ask the Lickers if they agree or not. But because this fella said that Home Alone 2 was a better movie, better storyline.
It's so unlikely, though.
No, shh. We'll get to that in a second. But because this fella went on Facebook and said Home Alone 2 is a better movie than Home Alone 1, he was told to send his mother off to suck camel cock. I mean, how would you even go about that?
I don't know.
Because the camels in Ireland.
No, but anyway, okay, so that was Home Alone.
Dad, I hope your dad gets ball cancer.
That's a bit harsh.
That's a lot harsh. Very bloody harsh. And go die in a river because he said you liked Home Alone 2. Now, let's put it to the Lickers listening to this. Is Home Alone 2 a better movie than Home Alone 1? I would say yes.
I would say no.
I would say yes.
And I'll tell you why I'd say no.
Okay.
So
this
unlikely.
Is hot take. This
so
is
unlikely.
Yeah.
Okay, the young fella left home alone in the first movie, yeah?
Sorry?
The first movie.
What?
The young fella's left home alone. Yeah,
yeah? He was, yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't know he was home alone. It wasn't deliberate.
I know, but he was left home alone.
Yeah, but it wasn't deliberate.
What are the chances that exact same thing would happen
but
again?
But it didn't happen again.
It did.
No, it didn't. Didn't you obviously haven't seen Home Alone 2?
Obviously I have.
So what happens in Home Alone 2? What's the plot, Adrian?
He's on his own again.
Give me the plot in one sentence.
He's on his own again.
Where is he?
In New York.
Oh, God, you have watched it. Yeah. But that's not what... He got on the wrong plane. I've gone on the wrong plane. I got on the wrong plane before. I was flying to Glasgow and I ended up in Derry.
Derry?
Yeah.
How'd you manage that?
I don't know, about 15 years ago.
That can't happen.
Yes, it happened 15 years...
It doesn't happen.
So you think...
It's not as believable. The original story, Home Alone, great. And...
Oh, sorry, Tracy says, yes, Home Alone 2 is better, has more funny bits.
Really?
Yeah.
But and what are the chances?
Tracy, I hope you die in a fire, you bitch.
What are the chances that he meets the same lads again?
Okay, that bit. Okay,
I mean, seriously.
I'm going to suspend belief for that bit. That's ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
The wet bandits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he meets the same lads again.
Okay, so in Home Alone 1, Kevin, the Macaulays.
Yeah.
No, what's his name? They're not the Macaulays. What's the family called?
But his name's Macaulay.
But what's the family called?
McAllister.
The McAllisters lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
Isn't that where the house was?
Was it not New York?
No, it was Chicago, you fool.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, wherever, yeah.
And they were going to France for Christmas.
Correct.
Or was that Home Alone 2? Where were they going, Home Alone 2?
Anyway, the point is, for the same scenario to happen again...
See, Adrian's actually proving the point. He's actually getting upset.
I am getting angry.
Go on, tell me to suck camel dick. Yeah,
no, I won't tell you to do that. But it's not believable. It is not believable. The first one is a stretch. The second one, he meets the same wet bandits again. Nah. No,
the
I'm just
bandit,
not buying it.
The wet bandits went to prison in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm aware of all that.
But, yeah.
And then they're back out of prison.
So how did he end up in New York?
That's the question.
Are you listening, Joe Pesci?
Well, I mean, what are the chances? So, no, I'm sorry. Home Alone 2 is not better than Home Alone 1.
Putting the plot aside, this is the best row we've ever had on this podcast. Great old row, yeah? Home Alone 2, yeah?
Yeah.
Has the pigeon lady, the Irish woman.
Brenda Fricker.
Yeah, yeah, Brenda Fricker, feeding the pigeons.
Yeah. That was probably the best. Yeah, I liked her in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked her.
Yeah.
But still, just the whole story is just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
And what, you think the other one was believable, that a kid would be able to take on?
That was a stretch. But to continue it on in the next movie, no, I'm sorry. And then a final question before I let you go, yeah? Back to the Future 1, 2, or 3?
This is a very controversial take I have.
Yeah, go on.
I think 3 is the best.
Yeah, I do myself, actually.
I like the Wild West.
No, 3 was...
No, 3 was the Wild West. If you're going to talk about a movie series...
Oh, 3 was... Oh, sorry, 2 was 2020 or 2015 or whatever.
So, 1 was back to the 50s.
Yeah.
2 was to now.
Well, 2015,
where,
yeah.
Where we're all
10 years ago.
Cars and stuff like that. And 3 was back to the Wild West. He called himself Clint Eastwood in the movie. He wasn't Marty McFly. So, Back to the Future...
Number 3?
Part 3.
Well, I think 2.
What?
I think 2.
I also prefer Supermax to McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yep. Had one for lunch today.
Jeez, you eat shite every single day.
I do, because I can't get my wife to cook for me. How do you get your wife to cook for you?
You don't.
No, but how do you?
You just don't.
No, how does one? Not me.
One doesn't.
How does one?
One doesn't.
I just can't get her to cook. Like, she bought a brand new oven a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
A Neff oven. Is that a make of oven?
That's very posh.
Is it posh?
Oh, that's uber posh.
She didn't tell me how much it cost.
Oh, I'd go and check that.
Hang on a second. Why didn't I check? How do you spell it? Neff.
Yeah.
N-E-F.
N-E-F-F,
are they expensive?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
So it does this thing. I don't know, guys, because most of you live off tin soup, I would imagine, most of the time. Oh, Jesus, they are, dude.
Yeah, look at the price of that one.
Holy fucking... Now, for €1,739, I want to be getting dinners every single day.
Well, you'd want to put the foot down there.
Hang on a second. Just ring her now. I want my dinner on me plate when I get home at 5 o'clock, okay? Now, that's what I would say if I had the balls to say it to her. So anyway, she spent the guts of $2,000 on an oven, yeah?
And no food coming out of it.
Oh, God, this is Darren, yeah? And you know Angry Darren?
Angry Darren, yeah.
Has an opinion on Neff ovens. Who would have thought? Who would have thought Angry Darren, yeah? No, Neff ovens are the best ovens. They're the best ovens to use. They're the best ovens. But anyway... I've never seen this in an oven before, okay? That the ring, you know, your red ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you talking about an oven or a hob?
An oven and a hob. Was it £1,800?
Go on.
When you take the pot off the hob, it cools down immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
We've got one of them. Where have you been?
What sorcery is that?
2015 is on the phone for you.
That joke, I hate that joke. What sorcery is that?
It's
Harry Potter stuff.
Your pots all have to be magnetic. Yeah?
Yeah. They also have to have food until me. You listen to a wife. So, no, I don't.
It's a conductor hob. Conduction hob.
No, hang on a second. So, yesterday, I was heating up pasta for my kids.
Yeah.
Hang on, just... Yeah, I shouldn't have to be the one cooking dinner. I'm in here earning a living every day.
I thought you said she doesn't know you do this every day.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't. Yeah, that's why I didn't ring her. So I had the pot on the hob.
It's a conduction hob, it's called.
Shh. And it's boiling the water to cook the pasta. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And when I took it off, my wife says, put your hand on the hob. I said, I will on my fuck. I thought she was trying to scald me. And she says, no, put your hand. Trust me, Jeremy. And I put my hand on the hob and it's cold. That's sorcery. That is Harry Potter
stuff.
It's
called conduction. So it uses magnetic power to heat the hob.
But how can something cool down that quick?
Because it didn't get hot to begin with.
It was hot. It boiled the bloody water.
But it's not. It's doing it by sorcery.
So it is sorcery.
It's not. It's magnetic. The pots have to... You can't use every pot in one of those. You have to use only magnetic pots.
Okay. So on the next edition of Opinions Matter, what is the favourite make of oven? Now, I can only think of Neff. What other ovens is there?
Well, obviously, Neff is... if Darren says Neff, then you just accept it.
I told you, Neff are the best. They're the best make of oven you can get. Is there another make of oven?
There's loads of makes of oven.
No, it's all Neff.
I'm not going to sit here with you talking about ovens.
Oh, sorry. Miele.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive. They're good. Bosch are good.
Bosch. Whirlpool.
Yeah, there's loads of them.
Samsung. Anyway, I'm going home to have a TV dinner. Literally fucking reheated chicken korma from last Sunday. That's my dinner. If I don't talk to you again, it's... See, look, there you go. I mentioned Ben Affleck being Batman. David Mullen getting angry. I poxy hate Ben Affleck in caps lock. It's amazing how... We need to do a podcast, yeah? on stuff that annoys you that shouldn't annoy you.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.